The year was 1925. The war had just ended, and the party had just begun. Despite its prohibition, everyone was a raging alcoholic, throwing extravagant parties, and falling in love. Today, but one thing has changed: the prominence of the music that lent its name to the jazz age. Whatever happened to this cool and oh-so-classy genre that became the backdrop of this time? To find out, I ventured deep into Auckland's musical underground to see what it is that makes jazz music so unique.
I guess you could say it's a lot more raw, less refined, and all the solos are like improvised. That doesn't happen in any other kind of music.
It's less of a genre and more of a way of performing music. The culture probably hasn't changed.
It really did define an era. Yeah, jazz isn't dying, and it's not dead.
What instruments would you typically find in jazz music?
Oh, okay. So because jazz is so difficult to define, like, it's not really a genre. It's a way of playing. Every instrument, any instrument you want, can be played in a jazz style.
The Auckland underground jazz scene, what's that like? Is it quite big?
It's a bit more focused. Like, the people that go to jazz gigs in Auckland are there because they're going to a jazz gig. They're not there to go out drinking, and so they're kind of more appreciative of stuff, whereas before, like, the 20s and stuff, they just go out and drink. And
it's just happened to be jazz. It's probably playing. not a very mainstream part of modern society.
Whereas now it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same stuff, just on a smaller scale.
So would you say jazz is less important to society now than it was?
It's less definitive in terms of societal context. Jazz was the background for a lot of...
like media. Played a huge part in film.
It was the background for a lot of gatherings and stuff like that. And it still kind of is.
People playing jazz would have been a lot closer to composers writing for films and shows and that kind of thing, because that's kind of where it came from.
How does being in a jazz group differ from being in, say, a pop group?
There's a higher standard. You're kind of expected to know more. Like, the kind of playing that you're expected to do in a jazz group, it's completely different stuff to learn, I suppose. I would say more. In terms of modern dance music and that kind of thing, I don't think we should be snobs about it at all. A classical composer or a jazz musician approaching dubstep could come up with something very, very, very cool.
It's kind of defined more who listens to it.
Listens to it.
Rather than any kind of musical literacy.
The influence jazz has had in society is undoubted, especially in the 1920s, but whether it'll have a resurgence is completely a matter of time and development of taste.